is Tyrone, Find Your Beast with Ty. One thing I like to talk about is change. Change is so important in our lives. It opens our minds to growth. It develops us to become more in our lives. You are so powerful by learning to change, to be open to change, to be able to become adaptable to life. And as we take ourselves to this next level, and as we focus on things in our lives we want to change, I want you to take a step back, and I want you to actually find something in your life you would like to change, that you could do better, that you can become better with. And as you become better, write down what steps can you do to become and change agent in your life. Develop yourself. Become more of a powerful being about yourself. There are seasons in our lives that we're going to have. Jim Rohn wrote a great book about this, The Seasons of Life. We go through these seasons. We learn from these seasons. We develop ourselves from these seasons. What it is you got to take yourself out of the clutter, out of the different things that's going on in your life to become better, to do better, to become more. And as you go through these different things in your life, and as you find something that you can actually work on to become more, you'll learn to find your true happy. A lot of people are not willing to admit that they're not happy. A high percentage of us are not happy. And you gotta ask yourselves why. Because you're looking for something to make you happy. Versus, oh, I make myself happy. You are responsible for your happy. And as you get to this crossroads in your life, and as you say to yourself, how can I become happy with me? And that's why some people can't be alone, because of the fact that they're always looking for something to make them happy. You have to be at peace with yourself. You have to allow that spirit of energy that's in us to relax us and challenge us to become more. And as we become more, we develop so much more within ourselves. We become this ultimate object of success by saying, man, I'm happy. Regardless of what's going on, we stop comparing ourselves to other people. We tend to stop worrying about what society is dictating to us. And a lot of times, all we have to do is focus on what do we truly want in our life. What can we do to get better in our lives? That's the key to the happy life. Because as we change ourselves, as we develop ourselves to become more, sit back. Have a quiet conversation with yourself and say, I got this. What is it that I can do to become more in my life of change? Change is not really difficult. Change is easy. It's the discipline to actually continue wanting to change. Setting that discipline. Say, I'm going to do this regardless. I want you to go ahead and write down 5 fears that you have about your life. Things that you think that I can't do. Things that's impossible. Go ahead and write those down. Take a moment and write those down. Stop the recording. I want you to write those down. And then I want you to name your fear. Give your fear a name. My fear name is Buddy. Because it's a part of your life. It's a part of your season. So you're always going to have Buddy sitting there on your shoulder, telling you what you can't do. What you can't do at all. Sometimes Buddy is talking you out of these great ideas, this great potential, because of the fact that you don't even know what the impossible feat that you can do in your lives. Most successful people will tell you over and over again, you just got to do it. If I can't tell you anything else, you just got to do it. It's okay to be a hot mess. It's okay for you not to know what's going to be happening in your lives. But I just want you to just go for it. Because that's changing you. That's going to bring about that change even better. Because as you look at change, change is just saying, I'm going to do something different. I don't like where I'm at. Because remember, you're the CEO of your life. And if you don't like where you're at, guess who's in charge of changing it? You. So you got to tell you and Buddy that we got this and we're getting ready to do this anyway. Regardless of being afraid, regardless of how you're going to look. Because a lot of times, the stuff that we are afraid of, we're not going to die. We're just afraid of what people are going to say about us. We're afraid of the different aspects of our lives. Oh, well, they're going to talk about me. They're going to say something bad about me. Most successful people, they'll actually probably tell you that they're kind of weird. They do little quirky things. They do things that are not in the norm. That's good. Stop trying to be part of the herd and become a lion. Turn yourself into the beast. Because the beast means you're changing. That means you got that burning desire to do something. Regardless if you have kids, don't let kids be your excuse of holding you back from doing something that you want to do. Don't let life itself hold you back from your true potential. A lot of times you make excuses. Well, I'll do that when the kids are older. You can work on that 1, 2, 4 hours a week. Especially if you're watching TV. Stop watching TV. If you really want to do this. If you really want to make a change in your life. If you want things better. It's very easy to become better. All you have to do is make a step forward. Move forward in your lives. Talk to yourself. Tell yourself. Tell fear. Whatever you name it. Mine's Buddy. So if Buddy and I, so, you know, Buddy will talk me out of things all the time. Well, you can't do that. That's impossible. That's something that smart people do. Oh, you don't know what you're doing. you never done that before. A lot of times when Buddy is telling me these different things that I can't do something, good. That means if I can't do something, that means I should do it. A lot of times successful people used to say, Walt Disney used to ask 10 of his closest friends or colleagues. And he said, if all 10 said no, he would do it. That means he was supposed to do it. So a lot of times if you have your circle of friends and you sit there and say, well, I'm a little afraid of doing this, but what do you think about this idea? And they all say no. Oh, no, you shouldn't do that. You should stick with what you're doing. You're doing pretty good. Okay. But that's not what you really want. And a lot of times we won't change. And then we'll go talk ourselves out of it. And we never change anything. We never fix anything. A lot of times the point in your lives, you sometimes have to surround yourself with people that challenge you. Like they always say, you're the average of the five people you hang out with. So who are you hanging out with? Are you hanging out with people that's challenging you, getting you to that next level? Or are you hanging out with negative people? Because if you're hanging out with negative people, you need to find a whole new crew. Sometimes you got to get rid of your crew. You got to clean house. And that's part of the change model. You got to clean house. John Carter talks about the 8 steps of change. Finding that coalition within you. You know, that guiding coalition. You got a crew. You got a crew that's actually getting you to that next level. That got your back. So as we change, as we focus on what we want to do in our lives, I want you to take a step back. I want you to believe in you. Because change is easy. Change is not hard. Stop telling yourself that change is hard. Change is easy. I want you to say that every morning. Change is easy. We got this. We can do this. There's nothing that can stop the beast inside you. Find that beast. I want you to unleash that beast. I want you to just get like focused and honed in on what you want in your life and just change it and just do it and keep doing it until you can't do it no more, till you're just exhausted, and get your butt back up. Get your butt back up. And I want you to do it again. I want you to keep doing it until you can't do it no more. Until every little ounce of fiber in your soul can't move no more. But I still want you to get up because your mind is the most powerful thing that you have. And I want you to open your heart and I want you to unleash that beast so that you can change. Come on now. Who's with me? Who's ready to do something with those changes that you wrote down on your list, those 3 things? What is your action plan? What would you commit to today? Stop this recording. Stop listening to me. And I want you to write down and focus on this is what I'm going to do. I got this. This, in summary, I'm going to leave you with these things to finish your work in your life, because you have a lot of work ahead of us. We all do. We got tons of things that we want to change about ourselves, change about our society to make a difference. Go ahead out there and make a difference. This is Tyrone. Find your beast with Ty. Hit us up on our Facebook group. It's all about the Kool-Aid and relationships. We'll start be live recordings, online classes and courses here pretty soon. So hit us up and we'll talk at you soon. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.